You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
Everything that grows changes, and everything that changes must go through a transition. Some transitions occur naturally, while others are by choice. Then there are those transitions that are forced upon us. All transitions, however, have one thing in common, and that is that they're always stressful. The Bible is full of men and women who went through difficult transitions. The Bible tells us of a young man named Joseph, who his older brothers attacked one day, then sold them to slave merchants. Suddenly, Joseph was in a horrible transition by no choice of his own. One day, God told Abraham, "I want you to leave behind everything that is familiar to you, and I want you to go to a land that you know nothing about." Abraham, too, found himself entering a difficult transition. On another occasion, an angel of the Lord appeared to a teenage girl named Mary and told her that she was going to have a child who she should name Emmanuel. And for the next 9 months, she went through all sorts of shame and embarrassment. Transitions are an unavoidable part of life. The problem is that oftentimes when we're going through difficult transitions, we think that God is punishing us. But nothing can be further from the truth. It's in life's transition, when we're detached from that which is familiar to us, that God is able to do his best work in and through us. The problem is that our tendency is to place our trust in the things that we've built for ourselves, like our jobs, savings accounts, insurance policies, or in our friends, parents, spouses, or families. But when we find ourselves in a difficult transition, then God has our attention. Now we're willing to pray, read the Bible, and even attend church. And God, in his immense grace and wisdom, uses this opportunity to do something wonderful that he otherwise would have not been able to do. Now, when we're going through the difficult transitions of life, our tendency is to resist, control, or manipulate. But if we surrender to God's purpose for our lives, that's when we will discover that it's in the transition that God is able to do his best work in and through us. Because at the end of each transition, which you surrender to God, something wonderful will happen. Joseph saved the nation of Egypt and his entire family. Abraham became known as the father of faith, and Mary became the mother of Jesus. Because when God leads us into a transition, it's always because he has something better for us. I'll leave you with 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, these are the things that God has prepared for those who love him.